Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. Today, we are going to be looking at the story of Daniel in the lion's den
Oh, yeah.
from Daniel chapter 6.
Classic.
It is a classic, and we're going to be looking at this through the lens of some excerpts from a lecture by Dr. Wendy Witter.
Okay.
And it's a story about clashing laws, unwavering faith, and a king caught between a rock and a hard place.
Literally.
Literally. So this should be fun.
Yeah, this will be good.
Okay, so let's unpack this. And first of all, I think one of the most interesting things right off the bat that Dr. Witter point out is this character of Darius the Mede.
Right.
And it's interesting because we're not exactly sure who this guy is. He's
No.
only mentioned in the book of Daniel.
Right.
And there's a lot of speculation about who he really was. So some scholars think it's just a historical error.
Yeah.
Some people propose that he was an official appointed by Cyrus,
Okay.
or even Cyrus himself under a different name.
Interesting.
So what do you think about that? What do you think is the most likely explanation, and why is this detail even important?
I mean, you have to look at the historical context, right? So the biblical prophecy stated that Babylon would fall to the Medes,
Right.
but historically it was Cyrus, a Persian, who conquered it.
Yeah.
So if we're presenting Cyrus as Darius the Mede, it could be a way to reconcile the prophecy with that historical reality,
Interesting.
especially since Cyrus did have Median ancestry.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, so there's a connection there.
That's a really good point. I never thought of it that way. And it's a clever way to kind of bridge that gap
Yeah.
between the prophecy and the historical fact.
Yeah.
But, speaking of interesting characters, we can't forget about Daniel.
Right.
And Dr. Witter highlights how his reputation for excellence actually makes him a target
Right.
for, people that are wanting to take him down.
They're jealous.
Yeah, exactly. They're jealous and they want to find something, they're looking for a crack in his armor.
Yeah. They try to find something.
They're trying to find something. And Dr. Witter points out this interesting wordplay that the author uses around this idea of seeking and finding.
Oh, okay.
So Daniel's enemies are seeking a way to discredit him, but they think they found a weakness in his devout faith.
Interesting.
But what's really fascinating is that his faith, the very thing that they perceive as a vulnerability,
Right.
turns out to be his greatest strength.
Oh, wow. I like that.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
And I've always thought it's so cool how authors can use wordplay like that
Yeah.
to kind of subtly convey these deeper meanings.
Yeah.
It's like a hidden treasure waiting to be discovered.
Yeah, I like that.
Right. But so anyway, their plan to try to expose this proposed weakness of Daniel backfires spectacularly.
Of course.
And so they manipulate King Darius into enacting this law that forbids anyone from praying to any god or man other than the king himself for 30 days.
Wow.
So what do you think was the motivation behind such a law?
Well, I mean, it seems like a pretty blatant power play, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Dr. Witter draws on the work of scholar John Walton,
Okay.
and he suggests that this law might actually reflect the influence of Zoroastrianism, which is
Interesting.
the dominant religion of Persia at the time.
Yeah.
So perhaps there was this desire to elevate the king's status or enforce religious uniformity within the kingdom.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And it makes you think about the different ways that people in power
Yeah.
throughout history have tried to use religion to
Right.
consolidate their own
For
authority,
sure.
right? It's
Yeah.
the tale as old as time.
Yeah.
But one of the things that's so striking about this is the contrast between Darius, who's, frantically trying to undo this law once he realizes the consequences,
Right.
and Daniel, who just remains steadfast
Yeah.
in his commitment to his pray routine.
Yeah, it just keeps praying.
Yeah, he doesn't even flinch. He's like, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And so while Darius is all like, consumed by anxiety and
They're
regret,
freaking out.
Daniel continues to pray 3 times a day facing Jerusalem on his knees.
Right.
And those details are significant too. I mean,
Yeah.
praying towards Jerusalem connects back to Solomon's prayer for
Right.
his people when they were in exile.
Right.
And then kneeling in prayer demonstrates humility and reverence, which is a posture that's not often depicted in the Old Testament.
Interesting.
So it's like Daniel's unwavering faith is creating this sense of calm amidst the chaos,
Yeah, I like that.
right? Even in the face of this decree that could cost him his life,
Right.
he doesn't waver or compromise his beliefs.
Powerful stuff.
Yeah. So what stands out to you about Daniel's unwavering commitment to his faith, especially knowing the potential consequences?
I mean, what really gets me is that Daniel's faith isn't just about outward actions.
Okay.
It's about this inner conviction that shapes his entire life. He doesn't simply conform to the rules when it's convenient.
Yeah.
He lives by his principles, even when it's dangerous.
Yeah.
I think that's a powerful lesson for all of us.
Right.
Especially in times when we might feel pressured to compromise our own values.
It really is. It makes you wonder what we would do
if
we were faced with a similar dilemma.
Right. Would we stand firm or would we cave?
Yeah. Would we stand firm? Would we cave under pressure? I don't know.
Who knows?
But anyway, so Daniel's unwavering faith, of course, leads him straight into the lion's den.
Yeah.
And we're left wondering what will become of him.
Of course.
And Dr. Witter suggests that this scene might actually reflect this ancient practice of ordeals.
Okay.
Where a person's fate was determined by whether or not they could survive some sort of dangerous situation.
Interesting.
It's almost as if they believed that the gods themselves would intervene to prove innocence or guilt.
Wow, so they were really putting it in the hands of the divine.
They really were.
Wow.
And it makes you think about how different cultures throughout history have viewed justice and divine intervention.
Right.
Right. But in this case, we see that Darius is deeply troubled by his decision.
Right.
He can't eat. He can't sleep.
Can't sleep, yeah.
He's anxiously waiting for daybreak.
Yeah, pacing around.
He even addresses Daniel's God as the living God.
Oh, wow.
Before knowing whether Daniel has even survived the night.
Interesting.
It's like he's already starting to recognize this power beyond his own.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So tell us, does Daniel survive the night?
Well, of course he does.
Okay, good. I was getting worried.
I know, right? It's a classic story.
Yeah.
Just before dawn, Darius rushes to the den and finds Daniel alive and well.
Oh, thank goodness.
I know, right? And Daniel explains that God sent an angel to shut a lion's mouth.
Wow.
Protecting him from harm.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's a powerful testament to the idea that faith can provide strength and protection.
Yeah.
Even in the face of seemingly insurmountable challenges.
It's a pretty amazing story.
Yeah.
And it's a moment of vindication, not just for Daniel,
right,
but for his God as well.
Yeah.
But what about those officials who orchestrated this whole scheme?
Oh, yeah. They don't get away with it.
They didn't. No.
Okay. Tell me what happened.
Well, Darius, in a display of justice that reflects the harsh realities of the ancient world,
okay,
has them thrown into the lion's den.
Oh, no.
Along with their families.
With their families.
It's pretty rough.
That is pretty rough. It's definitely a stark reminder of how differently justice was perceived back then.
Yeah.
I mean, that concept of corporate responsibility.
Right.
Where an entire family was punished for the actions of one member.
Yeah, guilt by association.
Yeah, it's a little hard to grasp from our modern perspective.
Yeah.
While we might question the severity of the punishment.
Yeah, for sure.
It really underscores the seriousness of their actions
and
the gravity of the situation.
Yeah, they messed with the wrong guy.
They did. But this whole dramatic turn of events leads Darius to issue a royal decree to his entire kingdom.
Right.
So what was the message he wanted to convey to his people? Well, he commands all his subjects to tremble in fear before the God of Daniel.
Okay.
Proclaiming him as the living God enduring forever.
Wow.
This decree echoes themes from earlier chapters in the book, you know.
Okay.
God's eternal kingdom, his power to deliver, and his authority to rule.
Right.
So it's a complete reversal from the earlier decree that sought to elevate the king above all other deities.
Yeah, it's a pretty powerful testament to how witnessing Daniel's unwavering faith and miraculous deliverance really impacted Darius.
Yeah, he had a change of heart.
He had a major change of heart. You know, and it reminds me of when we talked about Nebuchadnezzar's decree.
Yeah.
After his humbling experience.
Right, right.
Remember that? It feels kind of similar.
Yeah.
But I don't know. This one feels even more profound.
Absolutely. I mean, Nebuchadnezzar acknowledged God's power through his own personal ordeal.
Mm-hmm.
But Darius seems to have reached a deeper understanding of God's sovereignty and authority.
Yeah.
Just by observing Daniel's steadfastness.
Yeah, I think you're right. It really highlights the transformative power of witnessing faith in action.
For sure.
Even for those who might not initially share those same beliefs.
Absolutely.
So what does all of this mean for us today?
Well,
what can we take away from this ancient story that still resonates thousands of years later?
I mean, the story of Daniel in the lion's den offers several powerful lessons. Right. It reminds us that true faith requires more than just adherence to rituals or rules.
Mm-hmm.
It demands this deep, unwavering conviction that shapes our actions and guides us through challenging times.
Right.
It also highlights the contrast between human laws, which are often flawed and subject to change,
right,
and divine principles, which remain constant and ultimately prevail.
Yeah, that's a good point. And, you know, there's another fascinating layer to this story that Dr. Witter points out.
Okay.
And this is a connection that extends beyond the Old Testament.
Oh, interesting.
She suggests that the imagery of the sealed den, the Angus's wait,
right,
and the king's early morning visit,
mm-hmm,
subtly foreshadow events in the New Testament.
Wow. Okay.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
So she's saying that these elements kind of parallel the account of Jesus's burial and resurrection.
Wow.
Drawing this connection between Daniel's ordeal and the ultimate triumph of faith over death.
Okay.
It's as if the writer is using Daniel's story to point towards this even greater act of deliverance and hope to come.
That's a great point.
I never thought about that before.
Yeah.
But when she pointed it out, it was like, wow.
Yeah.
That adds a whole new dimension to the story.
It does.
It suggests that even in the darkest of times, there's always this possibility of renewal and hope.
Absolutely.
So it's a pretty amazing story.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's got so much to teach us, I think.
For sure.
So I'm curious to hear your thoughts. How do you think these ideas about unwavering faith and choosing between human laws and divine principles apply to our lives today?
Well, think about a time when you faced a dilemma.
Okay.
Where your personal convictions clashed with societal expectations.
Yeah.
Or maybe even legal requirements. Mm-hmm. It could be anything from standing up for what you believe is right.
Yeah.
Even if it means going against the crowd.
Right.
To making different decisions in your professional life that align with your ethical compass.
Right. It's those situations where you kind of have to decide what you're really willing to stand for.
Yeah.
Even if it means you might face opposition.
Right.
Or potential consequences.
Exactly. And Daniel's story reminds us that staying true to our convictions may not always be easy.
Right.
But it's ultimately the path that leads to genuine fulfillment and lasting impact.
Mm-hmm.
It's about having the courage to live in accordance with our deepest values.
Right.
Even when it's challenging.
This deep dive into the story of Daniel has been so insightful.
Yeah, it has.
I mean, it's really challenged us to think about the nature of faith,
yeah.
the complexities of navigating these conflicting laws,
mm-hmm.
and the potential consequences of standing firm in our beliefs.
Right.
It's a story that continues to speak to us across centuries.
Absolutely.
Reminding us that courage and conviction can have this ripple effect,
mm-hmm.
inspiring not only personal transformation, but also positive change in the world around us.
For sure.
So as we wrap up, I'm left with this lingering question for our listeners.
Okay.
If you were in Daniel's position, facing a law that directly contradicted your deeply held beliefs, how would you react?
Hmm.
What compromises would you be willing to make or not make in the face of pressure?
That's a good question.
It's definitely something to ponder
yeah.
as you navigate the complexities of your own life.
It is. And, you know, Daniel's story reminds us that even when faced with seemingly impossible choices, we can find strength and guidance
right.
by looking inward, examining our own convictions, and trusting in the power of our beliefs.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive.
Yeah, this was a good one.
We hope it's sparked some reflection
mm-hmm.
and perhaps even a bit of soul searching.
For sure.
So until next time,
yeah.
keep seeking, keep exploring.
Keep the faith.
Fat.
Absolutely. It yeah. really does make you think, like, what would I do?
Yeah.
You know.
And it's interesting because Daniel's faith isn't just, you know, about saying the right words or going through the motions.
Right.
It's like his whole life.
It's a lifestyle.
It's his whole lifestyle.
Yeah.
And so, of course, this unwavering faith leads him straight into the lion's den.
Right.
Right. And we're left kind of hanging there wondering.
On the edge of our seat.
On the edge of our seats. Like, what's going to happen to this guy?
Yeah.
And it's interesting because Dr. Witter points out that this whole scene with the lion's den might actually reflect this ancient practice of ordeals. Yeah,
like trials.
Yeah, like these trials where a person's fate was determined by whether or not they survived some kind of dangerous situation.
Oh, so like a trial by combat almost.
Yeah, almost like a trial by combat.
Wow.
Like they believed that the gods themselves would intervene.
Interesting.
To prove innocence or guilt.
Huh. So they're really putting it in the hands of the divine.
Yeah, they're really putting it all out there.
Wow.
So anyway, we see that Darius is like super troubled by his decision.
Right.
He can't eat. He can't sleep. He's just like pacing back and forth.
Yep. Full of regret.
Full of regret. And it's interesting because before he even knows if Daniel survived the night.
Right.
He starts talking about Daniel's God as the living God.
Interesting.
It's like he's already starting to recognize.
Yeah, like maybe there's something to this.
Maybe there's something to this. There's a power beyond my own.
Yeah.
So it's like this little glimmer of hope.
Yeah. A little foreshadowing.
A little foreshadowing amidst all the suspense and the uncertainty.
Yeah.
So does Daniel survive?
Of course.
Okay, good.
Right before dawn.
Okay.
Darius runs to the den.
Uh-huh.
And he finds Daniel alive and well.
Oh, thank goodness.
And Daniel explains that God sent an angel to shut the lion's mouths.
Wow.
So they couldn't harm him.
That's amazing.
It's a pretty powerful image.
It is. It's a powerful testament to the idea that faith can really provide strength and protection.
Yeah.
Even when it seems like you're up against impossible odds.
Absolutely.
It's a moment of vindication, not just for Daniel, but for his God as well.
Right.
But what about those officials that set this whole thing in motion?
Oh, yeah, they don't get away with it.
So what happens to them?
Well, Darius has them thrown into the lion's den along with their families.
Oh, wow.
Which, you know, might seem a little harsh to us today.
A little bit.
But it was a pretty common practice back then.
Right. This idea of corporate responsibility.
Right.
Where the whole family's punished for the actions of one person.
Yeah. Guilt by association.
It's hard to wrap our minds around that from our modern perspective.
Yeah. We don't really do that anymore.
But I guess it just underscores how serious this whole situation was.
Yeah. We really crossed the line.
They really did. So after all this drama unfolds, Darius issues this royal decree to his entire kingdom.
Right.
What's he trying to tell his people?
Well, he commands everyone to tremble in fear before the God of Daniel.
Wow.
Proclaiming him as the living God enduring forever.
So basically, he's doing a complete 180.
Total reverse.
From that earlier decree.
Yeah, he's learned his lesson.
He's learned his lesson. And it's amazing to see how witnessing Daniel's faith
right.
and his miraculous deliverance really changed Darius's heart.
He had a change of heart.
A major change of heart. It's kind of like Nebuchadnezzar's decree after his whole ordeal.
Right. Similar vibes.
Similar vibes. But this one feels even more profound.
Definitely Nebuchadnezzar acknowledged God's power through his own experience.
Mm-hmm.
But Darius seems to have reached a deeper understanding
yeah.
by observing Daniel's steadfastness.
I think you're right. It shows the power of witnessing faith in action.
Absolutely.
Even for those who don't share the same beliefs.
For sure.
So what does this all mean for us today?
That's a good question.
What can we take away from this ancient story that still resonates thousands of years later?
Well, I think the story of Daniel in the lion's den offers a lot of powerful lessons.
Yeah, like what?
It reminds us that true faith is more than just rituals or rules.
Right.
It's about a deep, unwavering conviction that shapes our actions
mm-hmm.
and guides us through challenges.
And it also highlights the contrast between human laws, which are always changing,
right.
and divine principles, which are eternal. Yeah, that's a good point. And there's another fascinating layer to this story.
Oh, really?
That Dr. Witter points out.
Okay.
And it's this connection that goes beyond the Old Testament.
Interesting.
She suggests that the imagery of the sealed den, the anxious wait,
right.
and the king's visit at dawn
Whoa.
Actually foreshadow events in the New Testament.
Wow, okay.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
So she's saying these elements kind of parallel the account of Jesus's burial and resurrection.
Wow.
Drawing a connection between Daniel's ordeal and the ultimate triumph of faith over death.
I never thought of that.
It's like the writer's using Daniel's story to point towards an even greater act of deliverance and hope.
That's amazing.
It really is, and it adds a whole new dimension to the story.
It does.
It suggests that even in the darkest times,
right.
there's always the possibility for renewal and hope.
That's a powerful message.
It really is. So how do you think these ideas about unwavering faith
mm-hmm.
and choosing between human laws and divine principles
right.
apply to our lives today?
I mean, think about a time when you faced a dilemma.
Okay.
Where your personal convictions clashed with societal expectations or even legal requirements.
Yeah.
Like maybe you had to stand up for what you believed in.
Right.
Even if it meant going against the crowd.
Or maybe making a tough decision at work.
Exactly. It's about doing what's right.
Even when it's hard.
Even when it's hard. And Daniel's story reminds us that staying true to our convictions might not always be easy.
Right.
But it's ultimately the path to true fulfillment
mm-hmm.
and a lasting impact.
It's about having the courage to live by our values, even when it's challenging.
Exactly. Yeah, it really puts things in perspective.
It does. So thinking about, you know, Daniel's story and those ideas about unwavering faith and choosing between human laws and divine principles.
Right.
How do you think those ideas apply to our lives today?
Well, you know, just think about a time when you faced a dilemma in your own life.
Yeah.
Where your personal convictions may be clashed with societal expectations
right.
or even, you know, legal requirements.
Yeah.
It could be anything from, you know, standing up for what you believe is right, even if it means going against the crowd,
mm-hmm.
to making tough decisions, you know, in your professional life
right.
that align with your ethical compass.
Yeah, those are situations that a lot of people can relate to.
Yeah, for sure.
It's those moments where you have to decide what you're willing to stand for.
Right.
Even if it means facing opposition or potential consequences.
Exactly. And, you know, Daniel's story reminds us that staying true of our convictions might not always be easy.
Right.
But it's ultimately the path that leads to genuine fulfillment
mm-hmm.
and a lasting impact.
It's about having the courage to live by our values.
Yeah.
Even when it's challenging.
Absolutely.
This deep dive into the story of Daniel has been so insightful.
It really has.
It's challenged us to think about the nature of faith,
mm-hmm.
the complexities of navigating conflicting laws,
right.
and the potential consequences of standing firm in our beliefs.
Yeah.
It's a story that continues to speak to us across centuries.
It does.
Reminding us that courage and conviction can have a ripple effect.
For sure.
Inspiring not only personal transformation,
right.
but also positive change in the world around us.
I agree.
So as we wrap up, I'm left with this one question for our listeners.
Okay.
If you were in Daniel's position facing a law that directly contradicted your deeply held beliefs, how would you react?
Mm.
What compromises would you be willing to make or not make in the face of pressure?
That's a tough one.
It's a tough question for sure.
Yeah.
It's something to think about as we navigate the complexities of our own lives.
It is. And, you know, Daniel's story reminds us that even when we're faced with seemingly impossible choices,
right,
we can find strength and guidance by looking inward,
mm-hmm.
examining our own convictions,
yeah,
and trusting in the power of our beliefs.
Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure.
We hope you found it insightful and maybe even a little bit challenging.
Definitely.
And until next time, keep seeking, keep exploring, and keep the faith.
Absolutely.